Thank you. Welcome to the Saturday, October 20th edition of Look at My Records here on Radio Free Brooklyn. It's your host, Tom Gallo, here with you guys. And I wanted to do a special episode today. I was very inspired last week, very moved by this really incredible Feelies performance of Velvet Underground covers to coincide with the opening of the Velvet Underground Experience in New York City. A whole exhibit in Soho, I believe, dedicated to the Velvet Underground. And originally, I read the Feelies were supposed to perform in the space where the exhibit was originally supposed to be. It didn't work out. They had to move the location of the exhibit. And the current location wasn't, I guess, good for a live performance, but they decided they wanted to do it anyway, so they did it last Saturday night at White Eagle Hall in Jersey City, and it was a really incredible set. They played so many classics. My favorite, they did All Tomorrow's Parties. Really incredible. We'll play a great cover of that later in the show, but because of the Feelies, really awesome set. I was inspired to play an entire program of just Velvet Underground covers because there's a lot out there. It requires a lot of patience to sift through all of them, but I think I found some of the best ones, and we kicked it off with I'll Be Your Mirror by The Primitives from Australia off of their album Pure. This is one of my favorite Primitives albums, released back in 1989, 29 years ago. And the second song in that set we heard, Here She Comes Now by Galaxy 500. Dean Wareham, clearly very influenced by the Velvet Underground, Lou Reed. And that was off of their final record, This Is Our Music, released in 1990. And we're going to keep going with the covers. Yeah, I'll probably even play a Feelies Velvet Underground cover at some point, because why not? They have a couple recorded and released, but right now we're going to play a cover by one of their friends from Hoboken, Yola Tango. This is I'm Set Free.
I'm set free. I'm set To the sun.
What a set of covers there. How are we allowed to do this? How are we allowed to play so many great songs on Look at My Records? That's what I do. I love doing it. Anyway, top it off. Top of that set, I'm Set Free by Yola Tango. Yola Tango's version of I'm Set Free, which originally appeared on the Velvet Underground's self-titled album. It's a great album. I think it's underrated, to be honest. It's in 1968. Lots of good songs on that record. I mean, Pale Blue Eyes, What Goes On. Of course, I'm Set Free. Underrated song from that album, After Hours, sung by drummer Maureen Mo Tucker. I love that one. Damn. And Yola Tango's awesome version of I'm Set Free. Really enjoyed listening to that. Very happy to share it with you guys. Genius plus love equals Yola Tango, a 1996 rarities, alternative mixes type of compilation. And there's definitely covers on it too. Yola Tango, of course, is infamous for their very deep repertoire of cover songs. And of course, the Velvet Underground is in it. There's no reason why they wouldn't be. And then we wrapped it up with I Found a Reason by Cat Power off of her The Covers record. Great take on that song that's on 1970s Loaded. All right, well, we're going to keep it going. This next one by the forefathers of alternative rock, R.E.M., Dead Letter Office, which was a B-sides compilation that came out, I think, in the mid-80s, probably 1986, and there's several Velvet Underground covers on that compilation, but I decided to pick There She Goes Again because I love that song. And then we're going to have our cover of All Tomorrow's Parties by Deerhoof. It's a really beautiful live version of the song. Got a couple others too. We got some New York City staples. Patti Smith, Julian Casablancas, all playing tribute to the Velvet Underground through song. Here we go. This is REM's version of There She Goes Again.
You know she won't make it, just any guy can't do.
There she goes.
See you.
skip a life completely and stuff it in a cup.
She said, money's like us in time. It lies, but it just can't stand up.
Thank you.
Welcome back. You're still listening to Look at My Records on Radio Free Brooklyn. Before we get back into that set, I just want to remind you guys about a couple of ways you can help Radio Free Brooklyn, a couple of ways you can stay informed. Don't forget, if you forgot, I'm here to remind you that Radio Free Brooklyn exists thanks to charitable donations from listeners like you. We can't live without those donations. So, help us out. If you like the programming, consider donating. You can donate at radiofreebrooklyn.org/donate. And of course, we are a 501c3 tax-deductible organization. So all your deductions, your donations are deductible to the fullest extent of the law. If you're listening on your computer and want to take RFB with you on the go, guess what? We got mobile apps on all platforms, Apple, Android. You want the iPhone app, go to radiofreebrooklyn.org/iPhone. You want the Android app, radiofreebrooklyn.org/Android. Listen to us anywhere you go. And finally, sign up for the newsletter. We have so many great things going on. We have shows happening at The Well, shows happening at Pine Box Rock Shop. We just had one last Monday. It was sick. If you want to stay informed on these happenings, new programming, giveaways, ticket giveaways, RFB swag, subscribe to our newsletter, radiofreebrooklyn.org/newsletter. Do it. Subscribe. Finally, we have this great after-school program that is happening hopefully next year. We are proud to announce that we have been partially funded to start an after-school program for local teenagers in 2019. However, we do need more financial help to fund this critically important program that we're happy to do for the community here in Brooklyn. So that's where you come in. Please go to radiofreebrooklyn.org/afterschool. You can read more about the after-school program that helps teens. It pairs them with professionals that currently work in media, radio journalism, and helps them get a show up and running. Great opportunity for teenagers in our community. But we do need your help, so please go read more about the program at radiofreebrooklyn.org/afterschool and donate. All right, back to Look at My Records. Wow, heard more great Velvet Underground covers there. Gotta tell you, I really enjoyed it. Of course, as I mentioned at the top, we heard REM's great cover of There She Goes Again, followed by Deerhoof's rendition of All Tomorrow's Parties, of course, off of the Velvet Underground and Nico album. Wrapped up that set with two New Yorkers that are pretty influenced by the Velvet Underground. You gotta think they're probably really looked up to the Lou Reed and them a lot. Patti Smith, Pale Blue Eyes, was performed live at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1996. I think that was the year she was inducted, and that's why she did it. And after that, we heard Run, Run, Run by Julian Casablancas. That was part of the soundtrack for the show Vinyl, the short-lived show Vinyl on HBO. Yeah, it was a great version of that song. He's so New York, isn't he? So Lower East Side, so East Village. So how appropriate is it that we have Julian Casablancas doing this song? All right, let's wrap it up with a couple more songs. We're running out of time. Let's take it off with the Telescopes and followed by a couple more awesome ones. Here you go, more Velvet Underground covers.
Yeah.
turn away from
That's a really lovely version of Femme Fatale by the Tom Tom Club. I remember when I first heard that, I played it on repeat probably like 25 or 30 times or something crazy like that. Sometimes I do that. I know I'm a fucking psycho guy that finds a good song and then plays it on repeat like a gazillion times. But I digress, people. I digress. We are coming to the end of the program, and we played three more awesome Velvet Underground covers by the UK's The Telescopes off of a compilation, The Complete Creation Records Recordings. Originally appeared on the Velvet Underground's 1969 self-titled album, which we already talked about at length. After that, we heard, you know, that cover that I was talking about at the top of this mic break, that Femme Fatale by Tom Tom Club off of Boom Boom Chi Boom Boom. It's the last track, I believe, and it's also, this is either the last one or it's the second to last one, and then there's a Bob Dylan cover as well. So it's a great little way to wrap up a record with two cool covers. It's the She Belongs to Me is the Bob Dylan cover on that record. All right, before we wrap this episode up, I did want to give everyone some information on the Velvet Underground Experience exhibit, which is going on at 718 Broadway in Manhattan, not too far from Washington Square Park. It's in the Greenwich Village. And from what I've heard, it's really incredible. It contains 6 films, 350 photos, 1,000 plus objects. It features projections that recreate the atmosphere of the Banana album artwork produced by Andy Warhol. And it's going on for the next 3 months. It's through December 30th. So don't let the ball drop without going to see the Velvet Underground Experience exhibit. Because I gotta go. I haven't been yet. But I'm definitely planning on going ASAP. All right. We're going to wrap up this episode with the inspiration for why I did this episode. Wow, I felt very lucky to have witnessed this Feely's Velvet Underground covers performance. Really can't say enough about it. I had a blast. It was an incredible experience. And this is one of the many songs that the Feelies have covered by the Velvet Underground. And it's one of the ones they've recorded. It's the B-side to the Invitation single, which was released in 1992. Here's their version of White Light, White Heat. See you next week. White light, white light's going.